Yeah, I've noticed there's a lot of shitheads in this line of work.
Whoa, hello.
Are you joking?
Fucking you, bitch.
Hold on, I'm smelling my finger. I'll get to you in a minute. Wait, what's her name? I'll go get her.
Hey, mother chod.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, how are you doing? Hey, I got a quick question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. So, how's the power control to my room?
Sorry, can you just repeat that again?
How is the power controlled to my room?
What room number are you talking about?
I'm up here on the second floor, and I have actually bees in here creating electricity for me. So my laptop, my phone, even your TV is running off of bee power right now. I've been eating royal jelly all night long, and I've gotten so much work done on these bees. I want you to, turn the power off because my bees are controlling everything.
We want to know your correct room number, because when you said 209, we entered 209, they said nobody, there's no bees here. Which room number are you in?
Oh, no, yeah, I'm in 215, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. It must be the royal jelly. It kind of got to me a little bit. Hey, have you ever had a bee beard?
No, are you in 215?
I'm in 215. That's where you put all the bees on your chin and you make it look like a giant beard of bees. Nobody messes with you when you have a bee beard.
Okay, which room number are you in? Please schedule.
I just told you, it's 215, my guy. I'm up here getting my work done, and my bees are creating electricity for me. Hey, who's that guy? Let me talk to the other guy in the background.
Okay, wait. He wants to talk.
Yeah, put him on the phone.
Okay. Yes.
Hey, how's it going? What's your name, sir?
I'm Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, what are you up to right now? What are you doing?
I'm trying to find out where you are.
I'm in 215. I told that guy four times and he's not paying attention. I'm up here getting all kinds of work done, eating royal jelly and using my bees to conduct electricity.
Wait, you brought the bees in?
I brought the bees in my hive. That's how I use electricity. My laptop, your phone, your TV and everything, my cell phone, it's all being powered off of bees. My bees are electrifying. You remember that song, Grease Lightning? They should have written that about my bees.
You know, if you brought the bees in, you need to get out of here.
Why? It's not a pet. They're not an animal. They're an insect.
If I open that door, I have to spray them and kill them.
No, you don't. You can't do that. That's against... These are my worker bees. These are my seeing eye bees. You can't. That's discrimination, and that's against the American with Disabilities Act. You cannot hurt my bees, sir. You hurt my bees, I'll hurt you.
Hey, Cameron Flying J, this is Stephanie.
Oh, hey, big fat gelatinous Stephanie, how are you?
You can't say that. I'm sorry. He just says whatever first thing that comes in his head. I am so sorry, Stephanie. Please forgive him.
It's a dude thing.
All right. Well, you two sound like you're hitting it off. Why don't you go scissor, talk about bees or something?
Bees?
Oh, my God.
You are so weird.
Yeah, so he was wondering. Yeah, he is wondering. We have a colony of bees that we travel with, and they're getting a little bit dirty from the road, and we were hoping we'd be able to shower them off when we stop at the rest stop there.
Put bees in the shower.
Yes, just one hive.
Yeah, but I don't think that's gonna work.
They're very good bees. They'll be just fine. You have nothing to worry about. They just need to wash up.
Tell her they're really well behaved.
They're really well behaved.
Yeah, we're not gonna be able to do that because it's inside, and if one of them gets loose and somebody happens to be allergic to bees and they get stung, it becomes a liability.
Oh, they don't get loose. These are trained bees.
We can't do that.
Okay, so...
Are you stopping at the J? Come to the J and let me know when you're here. I'll be leaving at 9:30 for my lunch, but if it's between now and 9:30 and 10 and midnight, then bring them, let me come out to them and see them, okay? And we'll go from there.
Okay. That sounds good. Well, I'll show you my bees. I'll introduce you. You can see they're cool, and they just need a shower, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Bye. Bye, baby.
Hello?
Hey, Anthony. How are you doing, buddy?
Who am I speaking to?
This is Bill from Bill's Bees.
Excuse me, from what?
Bill from Bill's Bees.
Bill's Bees?
Yeah, Bill's Bees. We make honey, wildflower honey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just calling to confirm your appointment for the honey enema tomorrow.
I never made an appointment to you guys.
Yeah, no, we have it right here.
That was definitely a landline.
Yeah, the way it clicked.
Okay, one more time. What's going on, man?
Listen, Anthony, I just wanted to clarify. Like, we had you booked. There's an appointment for a honey enema tomorrow. At 2 in the afternoon.
I never made an appointment for you guys. Thank you. Don't not call me again.
Excuse me, sir. Yes, you did. You asked specifically for a bumblebee enema with their honey. You wanted the royal jelly.
No, I did not. Thank you.
Sir, yes, you did. I have it on our schedule right here on our computer. Computers don't lie. Damn. Sorry, I tried.
Computers don't lie. Unless they're ChatGPT.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, this is William at the front desk. How are you doing tonight, ma'am?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, but we have a report of a strange buzzing sound coming from your room.
A strange buzzing sound?
Yeah, buzzing sound. Someone said that there is bees in your room.
In my room.
Do you have bees in your room? You cannot bring bees into the hotel, ma'am. I don't know why you think you could do such things. No bees in my hotel. This is not the beehive. It is hotel for sleeping.
Is this what you do for fun at 10:30 at night?
Well, this is my hotel. I call you, tell you not to bring bees. People have reported your room buzzing.
You're kidding me, right?
I would not be calling you if I did not get the report. So I would appreciate it if you dropped the attitude and talked to me like a customer. You are the customer, I am the owner. You listen to me, okay?
Whoa, buddy. Listen.
Don't buddy me, woman. Don't buddy me. I am from Iraq. And you women do what men say in Iraq, okay? This is my hotel. This is my roof. You listen to me. Do not bring bees into my hotel.
You're kidding me, right? Like,
no. What makes you think you can bring bees into my hotel? Tell me these.
What makes you think I have bees?
Three people have called me and told me you have bees in your room. Don't talk back. You infidel.
Excuse me?
You infidel? You whore word?
You literally just called me a whore?
I said you whore word.
You said a whore word, which means whore, right?
Well, I mean, if that's what you want to be, I'm not here to judge, but you cannot do that in my hotel. You can't bring bees and you cannot be a whore in my hotel. You Zinfandel.
10:30 at night saying that there's bees in my hotel room.
Do not bring bees into my hotel room. It's my hotel. I own it. And you are a guest. And you will speak to me with respect.
Sir, I have no idea what you are talking about. That's why I'm confused. I don't have an attitude. I'm literally confused.
Well, then you need to drop the attitude and listen to me. People have told me your room is buzzing, and it sounds like you have bees in there. That's why I call you. It's not the vibrator, is it? Because that's easier to explain than bees. I mean, I can hit you with the beefy. It would be $200 for a swarm of bees in the room. And you have to take my picture with a for free with a bee beard.
What the hell is going on right now?
Oh, you tell me there, loose lips.
Is this what you do? Like, for fun?
This is my hotel. I make the rules. No bees allowed.
Your customers?
Well, listen here, you floppy piss flaps.
Floppy piss flaps. Okay. Okay. That's cool. I'm hanging up now. Thank you.
Well, you hang up. I will have you escorted out of my room.
Please hold while we connect you to the next available beekeeper.
Hi, Robert with Brian's Bees. How can I help you?
Hi. We are having a little bit of an issue with some bees that are in, my husband found them in the basement, and he seems to have, like, disrupted them when he was cleaning out, like, a vent or something, and they are kind of, like, everywhere. Like,
bees
do,
in the
do
basement?
You guys,
that's a new one to me. So you said that they were literally in the basement, or are they adjacent to the basement? They've, like, gotten into a floorboard or this foundation or something
like that. Like in a floorboard, they got through a foundation and they made, like, a hive, like, in a space. And then when he was working in the basement, he disrupted them.
Honey, can you come down here?
Are you okay?
The bees.
Yeah,
everywhere.
I'm coming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're kind of all. Oh, honey, I can't. I'm not gonna come down there. Are you okay? Oh my God, he's all.
I think you just need to get out of there as quickly as you can.
Okay. Can you walk, honey? Pete, can you walk?
Oh. I'm just trying to stay very still because I don't want to agitate them any further.
They're all over him.
How do you...
If I stay still, they won't sting me. I think I saw that in a movie once.
That sounds like a serious situation. One moment.
His body is literally encased in bees. We don't want to move. Honey, don't move.
It kind of tickles. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. That situation is quite beyond me. Let me talk to my boss really quick and just explain what's going on.
Did you just
Brian. Just get Brian. We have to talk to Brian. Are bees like raptors or T-Rexes? Like when they get angry, like do they like with movement?
The temperament of bees can vary significantly. Depending on a lot of factors, what's funny?
I'm sorry, what's funny? We're calling for help.
I'm sorry, I wasn't laughing at you. There's a lot of things going on in the office. I deeply apologize if that was the way it was received. That's not what's happening.
It seemed like you were
Let me talk to my boss about exactly what's going on, because I need him to know that your husband is covered in bees, and we need to figure out exactly how to approach that.
Yeah, this is literally one of the scariest moments of my life, and I'd like you to, like, treat it with some gravity. Someone could die.
I completely understand. Just give me one second.
Like, what's happening? Is somebody Xeroxing their butt? Like, what kind of office shenanigans are happening while my husband stands here, a mummy of bees? This is scary. Kids, go back upstairs. Go back upstairs. You need to close the door and stay in your room. Take the dog.
Hey, Mom.
Take both the dogs.
Dad's in the basement and he's covered in bees. It's
I know
crazy.
You need to go upstairs. It's okay. Just don't.
But
scream.
Mommy,
don't
there's bees. They're everywhere.
I know. Wait. Just please go upstairs. I'm calling for help.
Okay. Okay, so here's what I was told. You definitely need to call 911, not just us, because if you get stung, that's a health issue, and that's something that we can't really help you with directly. But we can go out there for an emergency fee to take care of the bees themselves.
Tell them that I haven't been stung. That would be like us addressing the hive okay. And
trying to, you know, to get them in the box and get taken away.
He hasn't been stung. He hasn't been stung.
He hasn't been stung, but I think as a precaution that someone else,
like,
I don't want
911. I don't want the police to, like, I heard someone refer to Africanized honeybees, like, last time they got some removed from the neighborhood. And I don't want the police to come. Like, I'm very aware of, like, what's happening in our country. And I'm not just going to call so the police can come and just, like, shoot these bees just because they're Africanized.
Okay.
Like, what are they going to do? Like, what can 911 do? Come with a giant net?
Well, when we say call 911, we don't mean call 911 for the police. We mean call 911 under the pretense of a medical emergency, explaining the situation so people can be on standby.
The cops will shoot them, dude. Wake the fuck up.
They're not going to shoot the bees.
I'm fine.
These lives matter. These lives matter.
Let me tell the boss that you don't want to do that, and we'll see.
Yeah, put Brian on. Put Brian on. I want to see if he can come here with his giant net. Neck stomping? No, sir.
Brian's actually on another call right now. As soon as he gets off that call, I will transfer you to him. But if you don't want to call,
tell him to
call 911 and follow that procedure. I don't know what we can do exactly for you. But Brian will know what he can authorize as the boss. Okay.
Should I start spraying him with water? Should I spray him with water? Would that help?
This is beyond me. I do not know how to authorize that to you.
Is that a joke? It's beyond you? Is that some kind of a clever joke? A bee joke? Like you're using
bee
words?
No, it's not a bee joke. Okay. What I'm saying is I literally don't know the advice to give you. So we need to wait for the boss to be available so I can transfer you to him and he can tell you what he thinks you should do. He already mentioned that he said
I can't become a single mom. I can't do this again.
So we need to bring other people who will handle a health issue into this that are not us, because that's not what we do. We can help you with the bee removal, but if this is a serious issue where your husband could get hurt, then
listen, Junior, I understand that this is over your head.
Please don't call me Junior. Okay, I am not saying it's over my head. I am saying that I have to wait until the boss can tell you what to do. I have an opinion about what should be done here, but I am not authorized to tell you that. So if you just give it a second, I understand that you're panicking, but if in this instance, you really should call someone that's going to help you with a medical issue.
I didn't mean any offense with the junior
thing.
I don't care.
My priority
young.
Is helping
just
you in the situation, but I am not Junior. I'm a 34-year-old man. Okay, just a second.
Thank you, Junior.
I'm transferring you now, okay?
Thank you, Junior.
No problem, Mom.
Hey, this is Brian. I can help you.
Hi. Yes, this is Lorna. Thank you for taking the call. We were talking to Junior over there in your office. We have a bit of a bee situation. My husband was working in the basement. I'm not sure if Junior got you up to date, told you about what's happening. But my husband, he is covered in bees right now.
He's covered in bees, and you need someone out there, correct?
Yes, well, I'm just not sure what we should do in this situation because he's not moving. He's staying really still, but I think there's more of them going on to him.
There's more, but they're calming down. So, see? They're quiet now. They've stopped humming.
Zero, you got to get a hold of 911, okay?
They've stopped buzzing.
This is a medical thing. You got to get some paramedics, fire department, whatever it is out there because this is a health emergency. In terms of getting the bees done, we're happy to help. I don't have anyone that can drop what they're doing and get out there this very second. It would be a little bit for us to get out there. But we're happy to take care of the bees for you. But your step one is you need to call 911.
Well, here's my concern about that, Brian. Is like my neighbor, last time she had an issue with bees, they said they were Africanized. And I'm concerned that if we call 911, the police are going to come out here and they're just going to be like Africanized bees. And you know how that's going to go, right? Like, I don't want to be responsible for them being mistreated or anything like that right now. Like, it just is, you know, yeah, I'm just not sure if 911.
Is your husband covered in bees? His health is number one priority. You need to get him safe.
We called EMS. We called EMS and they said they couldn't come out because it's too dangerous. And we don't have health insurance, so 911 literally referred us to you, to this number.
Right, but I can't help your husband with if he's injured or if he has an allergic reaction. We cannot help with that.
That has not occurred. Like, I've seen people use smoke with bees. If I smoked some cigarettes near him and blew it towards him, would it like get the bees off of him?
Not really. What city are you in?
Honey. Oh my god, honey, are you okay?
What city are you in? I'm trying to figure out where you're located so I can see how quick I can get someone out there.
Is this or what?
Yeah, this is Brian's.
I'm trying to figure out where you guys are at so I can figure out if I can get someone there today or not. So where are you guys at?
We're right in Sherman, not far from the library.
Okay. I can check with my closest technician. I don't know, like, even if he drops what he's doing right now, he's not going to be there right away. I mean, there's LA traffic right?
He's not going to be here. Are you making bee jokes? I mean, I don't understand. Like, this is just like what Junior was doing in your office. He was very unprofessional, the kid in your office there.
What I'm trying to tell you is that my guy right now, if I'm looking at the map correctly, he's on the far side of Pasadena. So my closest guy to get to you is going to be at least 30 to 45 minutes away. And you're bee stings can kill people. This is dangerous. You need to get some medical folks out there, probably fire department, probably hospital, or probably EMS, to get
you. So when
guys.
They sting, when they sting, are they literally biting him? Like, will they be biting him
it's a stinger. They use their stinger. The bees don't bite,
like,
but you know, they do inject venom. So
it feels like they're licking
me. You need to call 911. You need to get someone there right away.
This feels glorious, Brian. Have you ever had thousands of bees on you? This is amazing.
That's every day of my life.
I believe that you're our only hope at this point.
I understand. I can send my guy out right away. You know, the price is going to be a minimum of $500, and I don't know where he's coming from in L.A.
Do you have a giant net or something? Or, like, what's something that I could do? Should I just spray water at him or just, like try to scare them? Like, what should I do?
I mean, I can't give you good advice because if someone gets hurt, it's on me. But if we're being honest, when we do bee beards and we put bees on people's faces, we take a leaf blower, blow all the bees off. Granted, when we do that, the person usually gets stung. But, you know, a leaf blower blasts the bees and get out of there.
Okay, all right. So... you can't tell us to use the leaf blower, but we should use the leaf blower. That's helpful. Thank you, Brian.
That's what we do when we do bee beards, which is kind of the same thing.
Okay, so you're just kind of speaking from your own personal experience, but like, okay, I get what you're saying. I think we have a leaf blower somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, there's no like book way to get bees off of someone like this. Again, I'd recommend like fire department or something, blast them with a hose and have them run. But I mean. Either way, but I'm not talking a garden hose. I'm talking a big ass hose to get those bees off him before they sting him. Because if he gets more than like 3 or 5, he's gonna be in pretty unhappy shape.
You think he'll be in unhappy shape like 3 or 5? 3 to 5 is what it's gonna take.
If he gets 3 or 5 stings, he's gonna have a fever tomorrow and feel like crap. Like, and if he gets more
than
that, it gets progressively worse.
Hey, right? honey, is the life insurance up to date? Pete, is the life insurance paid up to date? Pete.
Yeah.
Is the life insurance up to date?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Are you okay?
I'm good,
are you
sorry.
Okay? Are you feeling strange or something?
Oof. Yeah, I know.
Are you getting stung?
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm not getting stung, but the bees are all over me and they're tickling me. It feels glorious.
Look, get a leaf blower, right, and get your arms out, do a 360, blow all those bees off. But again, I really have to recommend you get some emergency services out there just in case you are allergic or you get too many stings. It can go south. I can get someone out there for the bee removal, but I can't really get someone out there to get the bees off of you. That's not really, like, liability-wise, something we can really help with.
Yeah, Brian, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, like, I managed to, like, walk up the stairs, and I'm, like, I'm in the kitchen now, and the bees, they're just all over my body right now.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard of, if we're being honest. I've never heard of that happening to anyone before.
It tickles.
Either way, I would take the leaf blower, blast them off, and then get back somewhere safe. Get as many doors as you can between you and the bees. And then if you want a bee removal done, we're happy to help. But like I said, I'd rather not get someone out there until like tomorrow or the next day. Even if I have my guy drop what he's doing, I don't know if he's in Sylmar or if he's in Pasadena, but either way, we're not getting there anytime soon.
Brian, I think I'm turning into a bee. It's the bee coming.
I am a bee. I'm a bee. I'm a bee. Bye, everybody. See you later.
Okay, who am I speaking with?
This is Lorna and Peter McClintock in Sherman Oaks.
Okay. So I'm having a tough time figuring out if you're being serious when you guys say stuff like that. So do you want us to get out right away or not? Again, the price for that's going to be at least $500 for us to get out.
I'm
going to
try to use the if I can track down my husband, who apparently I'm not sure if the bees lifted him or if he independently flew away. But I'm going to try that thing with the leaf blower if I can track him down.
You got it.
But I think he may in fact have become a bee.
All right, you have a wonderful time.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate your help. You're very helpful. Thank you.
That was absurd, you guys. That was a good call. Nice one, guys. Nice one. That was a good call.
Thank you for calling. If you know your party's room number, you may dial it at any time. To reach your front desk, press 0.
Oh, my.
You are being transferred to...
Operator.
Operator. Oh, dear. Yeah, hi. Can you speak up?
Yeah.
I can barely hear you.
Hello.
Yes, hello, good sir. You are a front desk man?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my name is Ben. I'm in room 209, and I just went into the bathroom to have a shower, and I turned on the faucet to turn on the water, and bees came pouring out of the faucet.
What is coming out from the room?
Bees. Bees. Lots of bees. Honey bees.
Bees.
Yes, do you hear them buzzing, you stupid?
Yes, sir. Yes. Okay, come down so I can view the defense for you.
No. I kind of enjoy this. They're all collecting on my face. Do you know why they're collecting on my face?
Yeah.
Because I rubbed royal jelly all over my face. So now there's like about 500 bees. They're all around my face and on my mouth. I need you to bring a leaf blower to me so you can blow these bastards off of me.
What's the room number you say?
209, you big stupid. Come on up, and it'll be great. You don't have to bring a leaf blower even. You could probably just blow really hard with your mouth. And if you blow enough of them off, I'll kiss you. On the lips.
I think you got him at the kissing part. Wonder how many bees it takes you gotta milk to make the honey.
That's your question. Go ahead.
Okay.
How do you milk the bee for the honey?
Thank you for calling the Valley Hive and Topanga Nursery.
Hey, I have a bunch of bees at my house, and they just showed up this morning. So I was, like, wondering how I get the, like, honey out of them. Like, what the procedure is. They're everywhere. Like, I'm standing out here, and they're buzzing around.
What exactly do you have going on there?
I don't know. It's just a tree in my backyard, and there's bees everywhere. Like, they all came in my backyard this morning, and they're just hanging out in this, like, giant,
in a big ball?
Like, thing of bees. What?
Are they in a big ball?
Yeah, it's like a giant, droopy, like, cone, like,
Yeah, they don't have any
where they're, like, all attached
you.
To each other. They just showed up.
Yeah, they don't have any honey for you.
Well, how do I get them to get the honey? Like, do I have to milk them? Like, how does that work?
Is this a joke?
No, I'm serious. Like, do you not hear them? They're everywhere. They're buzzing in my face.
Okay, well, you can't get the honey from those bees. They're just in a big cluster, in a big ball. They don't have anything for you.
Okay, but, like, how do I get them to get the honey? Like, I want to have some honey, like, and bees make honey. Like, it's the only way you can make honey is with bees, so.
Well, you'd have to put them in a hive, and then you would have to take care of them, and eventually they might make honey, extra honey for you, but that would be a long process, and you'd have to learn how to be a beekeeper.
I mean, can I just leave them in the tree and then, like, spray them with the hose when they're done and then, like, take their honey?
Okay. I feel like you're totally pranking me.
No, I swear I'm not. Like, the bees showed up this morning and they're out there hanging out. And, I mean, I was scared at first, but I've kind of been inching towards them and they haven't attacked me. So I think we might be on, like, friendly terms now. So I was hoping they would, like, give me some honey since, like, we became friends.
Okay. I'm gonna have to hang up now. I'm sorry.
Why?
Because you're asking pretty silly questions.
Well, I'm not a beekeeper, but I'm willing to learn.
Okay. Well, the bees are gonna leave. They're just passing through. So if you want to be a beekeeper, what I suggest is that you come here and that you take a class and that you learn how to be a beekeeper. Because your idea of beekeeping is not correct.
Well, I'm not trying to keep the bees. I'm just trying to extort the honey out of their behind.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Do I, like, squeeze them and, like, pull the stinger out and that's, like, the honey? Like, how does it work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, try that. That might work for you.
Okay, like,
why,
I mean,
why is she being so dismissive, honey?
I have no idea. I guess she doesn't really know anything about bees.
We're just trying to learn.
Ma'am, are you still there? No, she's not.
What a bitch.
She's gone, yeah.
Yeah, what a bitch is right. What's her fuck? She told you to pull the bees' hot the stingers out. That's not right. That would hurt them.
Hey everybody, thanks for listening to this week's episode of Great Big Pranks. It was a steaming pile of shit. Speaking about steaming piles of shit, you can join us in the Discord where you can hear this shit live. Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/greatbigpranks. Also, we have a Redbubble. Give us a call, 513-666-4690.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scrob Media Group. Learn more at scrob.net.